Famous artwork can often be considered priceless, but in New York City, a portrait by illustrious Austrian artist Gustav Klimt has set a new record for a modern art piece, selling at a Sotheby's auction for a staggering $236.4 million US dollars. Six bidders battled it out for Portrait of Elizabeth Lederer for 20 minutes.
And the hammer is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is it. At $205 million. Here it is for this Elizabeth Lederer portrait, only at Sotheby's, here in the Breuer. The Klimt, Julian, is yours. Congratulations. Congratulations.
That is some serious money. It's the second most expensive painting ever sold at auction, and the winning bidder has remained anonymous, of course. Jane Collier is the director of the Collier Research Institute, which is a non-profit educational organisation which supports research on Austrian art. She joins me from New York. Jane, a warm welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Great to be here with you.
How remarkable is this sale price for this work?
It's remarkable. It's a record, obviously, but I have to say, not entirely surprising for those of us who have followed the Klimt market for years and understand just how rare and how important this painting is.
And we had initially a $150 million US estimate. How strong was the bidding once it got beyond there to take it up so high?
It was very strong. I was watching it remotely, but there were a number of bidders. I think there was a sort of a surprise bidder who came in who hadn't been bidding around $170 million, and then it just kept going on for there, you know, beyond that. But you could see that. Obviously, it's a lot of money, even for people who have that much money. And each of the bidders had to ponder at each increment if they were really going to go on. But there were clearly at least two people, who wanted it very badly above the $200 million mark.
Tell me about this particular portrait by Gustav Klimt.
Well, Klimt became a portraitist a society portraitist after 1900, as public commissions began to fall off. His most famous works are the works from the so-called gold period, and the portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer I, which was bought years ago by Leonard Lauder's brother, Ronald Lauder, for $135 million, was at that time a record price. So you can see that there's a precedent for this kind of price being achieved for major Klimt portraits that goes back now many, many years. The gold period, of which Adele Bloch-Bauer is an example, was a very brief, short-lived period in Klimt's life and arguably the most desirable period.
So this,
after that,
sorry,
So after that comes a phase which is known as the so-called mosaic period, because he's got lots of little bright bits of color, as you would see in a mosaic, but not gold anymore. So with the portrait of Elizabeth Lederer, we're looking for something from that later period. And you look at all of the portraits painted after the gold period, and in my opinion, this is perhaps the best, one of the best, certainly of paintings from that period that are likely ever to come on the market. There's no comparable. It's simply uniquely stunning.
What happened? What do we know about what happened to this portrait, particularly during World War II?
Well, Elizabeth Lederer was the daughter of August and Serena Lederer. The family was partly Jewish. They were persecuted. And in fact, Elizabeth's mother, Serena, even faked a document or made a fallacious document saying that her husband, August, was not Elizabeth's father, that Klimt had been the father, which is not true. But she tried to give her daughter sort of Aryan bona fides for the Nazis to save her life, which worked. And the painting was confiscated. It was restituted to the family after the war and then sold and eventually ended up in the collection of Leonard Lauder.
And I understand that much of Klimt's work, some was lost during World War II. Do we know how many pieces remain?
We do, more or less, although I couldn't give you an exact number off the top of my head. The ones that were lost, famously, were also Lederer works. The Lederers had the largest and most important Klimt collection before the war. And it was seized by the Nazis. And a lot of their most famous paintings were stored in a castle in the countryside to protect the paintings, theoretically, from being bombed, which might have happened if they had remained in Vienna in the city. But as it turned out, this particular castle was burned under sort of ambiguous circumstances in the final days of the war, and it's believed that most of the Lederer Klimts were destroyed in that fire.
Well, Jane, a fascinating story behind this work. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.